This edition of Jazzed in Blue is sponsored by Diamond Disc Audio, professional mastering at any budget, and Capacity Productions, the number one source for online promotions.
Diamond Disc Audio is a full-service multimedia company specializing in audio mastering services as well as mixing, CD and DVD duplication, video editing and authoring, graphic design, web design, and lots more. Let us help you put those finishing touches on your final mixes in the all-important mastering stage. Don't you want your project to be the equivalent to major label releases when it comes to volume, EQ, and compression? That's where we come in. We are dedicated to providing top-quality creative services and affordable prices to indie artists and music companies. Based in Nashville, we have many major credits and have worked on thousands of indie projects over the last 16 years. Visit our website now at www.diamonddiscaudio.com.
Get famous with a little help from Capacity Productions, a specialized service getting you more likes, followers, fans, and clients on all social networking sites. Capacity Productions is the number one source for online promotions with over 15 years' experience. So what are you waiting for? Get famous with Capacity Productions. Check us out at CapacityProductions.net. You're listening to RockWire.com, online radio that rocks. From RockWired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Jazzed in Blue. Profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at rockwire.com. Today, Jazzed in Blue welcomes back singer-songwriter and blues guitarist Peach. Stick around for more. Jazzed in Blue is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is sponsored by Diamond Disc Audio, professional mastering at any budget. And Capacity Productions, the number one source for online promotions. Please stand by. Welcome to the latest edition of Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at rockwire.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there, and I'm pleased to be bringing back Jazzed in Blue after months of nothing at all from Jazzed in Blue. I mean, and before this long absence, there was a year-long absence between the last show and what we were doing before, so it's great to have this show back, and I couldn't think of a better person to bring on for our first show in a while than blues singer-songwriter Peach. You see, back in 2007, Peach was the first female artist to win the 2007 Rockwired Radio Music Award for Best Female Artist, and it was fun getting to know her then, and it was great getting to catch up with her now after a long hiatus, which we will talk about in our exclusive interview with Peach. But she's getting back onto the scene slowly and surely. She's been doing some live shows and also collaborating with artists such as Keb for a future release, and we don't know quite what form that future release is going to take, but it's going to be amazing. And before we get to the interview with Peach, here she is with Keb Mo in her first live performance in years. Here is Peach and Keb Mo with It Meant Nothing.
Darling, I know what you're gonna say when you get home with that smile on your face. Tell me, how can that be true? It meant nothing to you. You gave up drinking. Well, here's a pat on the back. But you still got a little habit and we both know that. So come here, baby, and do what you gotta do. It meant nothing to you. You lie to me. Well, I lie to you. It just goes round and round, you see. Well, we're both the same. Well, we're both confused. Well, I need some comfort, and baby, so do you.
Like a piece of history. That was Peach with Kebmo on It Meant Nothing, and that was her first live performance in years. Visit Peach at her official website, www.peach.us. Rockwired had a chance to catch up with Peach and see what she's up to, and here's how the interview went.
Well, my dear, it is so good to hear your voice again. You disappeared there.
I did disappear.
And I didn't know what the hell happened.
I went off the radar there for a while.
Oh, you did. You did. I think the last time I saw you was 07. Yeah,
yes.
I think that was it. That was the last time and not a peep from you since.
Yeah. Well, a lot of changes.
Well, I do remember one email that you sent me. You know, you thanked me for that for the award that you got for, you know, the Rockwired, you know, award.
Yes.
And I kind of heard something or read something between the lines of that email. I hope you don't mind me bringing it up. But because you did mention that, you know, it was getting harder and harder to keep it going. And you found it harder to What's that?
My marriage?
I had no idea. Nothing. I had no idea about a marriage. You just mentioned in the email that, you know, it was harder and harder to keep going, and I thought it meant and I assumed you just meant music. I didn't know there was a marriage at all.
Yeah, I had a really long-term marriage that ended.
Oh, I see.
And then that had a cascade of financial stuff and, you know, and then all kinds of stuff, you know, and sort of a snowball. But I'm back now, and it's really interesting that even after all that time off, I seem now to be playing better than ever, performing better than ever. So it's kind of interesting. I would have thought it would have taken me a lot longer to get back in the groove.
I see. Well, you're probably playing a lot better now just because, you know, you were living the blues, but then again, I'm just assuming that right now.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I've been playing a long time, so I have, you know, a lot of history, you know. So it's really been great getting back to it, you know, it really has. It's, you know, it's been really great, I can say.
Yeah, I mean, I saw a recent live performance of yours on YouTube, and
that was my first performance back.
That's what I read.
That was so crazy, so crazy.
Well, I mean, I mean, getting on stage that night. Well, to talk about how it felt. I mean, overwhelming, or did you feel like you were just back in business?
I didn't know what to expect, and I felt very supported, you know, by a lot of people coming out. And then once we played, of course, I was playing with James Gadson, who is the drummer in that video, which now I think has about 160,000 views. But James was, you know, he was an old friend of mine that I played with back when. And he's, you know, a man on about 500, you know, gold and platinum albums. And it was just so great to be playing with my friends again, you know. I like playing with band. I much prefer playing with band than just solo. I do solo and duo stuff if I, you know, I'm pushed to it. But I prefer to, you know, go out with a band.
I see. And so right now, how far away are you from releasing something new? I mean, I know you're back on stage, but is songwriting happening for you again now as
songwriting
well?
Songwriting is happening, and also I've rounded up a whole bunch of new songs from a songwriter that I used a couple of his tunes on my last record. And I'm really excited about some of those songs. And then the song that the video, that's in that video, has never really been recorded. So I need to record that song. And I wrote that with Keb Moe. And that's never really been recorded. And then I've got some other songs kind of half written that I think I'm going to see if this other songwriter that I'm very keen on wants to have a look at them and give them a spin. So, you know, but I'm not sure how long it's going to take before we do, you know, a new recording. Because everything you do takes money, you know.
Right.
Time and money. And, you know, so it, you know, but I'd say it's not in the too distant future.
And what kind of place do you think you're coming from as a songwriter now?
Interesting question. I think I'm coming from a place of complete openness and honesty. And so I think that the writing is a lot deeper and it's a lot easier because, you know, I'm just in a different kind of groove these days, you know. It's almost like, you know, I mean, I don't feel like I've got nothing, but it's almost like that thing, when you've got nothing to lose. I mean, I kind of just got into a place where, you know, like, in my writing or in my performing, I'm ready to bear all, you know, go for it completely, you know, wholeheartedly, you know, dive in the swimming pool, you know.
Well, talk about some of this new material that you're working on. I mean, give us a little bit of a sneak peek into what we can expect.
Well, it's mostly about relationships, and it's also I want to do more hard driving blues, and you know, interspersed with you know the killer ballads. You know, I'm primarily a singer, although you know I played guitar my whole life, so I'm quite fond of guitars and guitar playing, but I still want to, you know, do a few ballads, and there's a few killer ballads in the wings, mostly about life and loss and, you know, that kind of thing. But I also want to do some real, you know, excuse the expression, kick-ass blues to, you know, up-tempo and, you know, take no prisoners stuff. Because that's what, you know, primarily you do if you really are going to go out and do a performance. Like, I just played a blues festival in Orange County, and I only did one slow song in the whole set. So it's almost like my recorded music is the opposite of my performance music, and I kind of want to even the score on that. So that's the dealio. That's what I'm looking forward to doing, and I'm also looking forward to probably going over and playing in Europe.
Wow. And talk about the audience reaction to you being back on the scene again. I mean,
well, you know what was really funny? A lot of people who I've known in the last 5 years since I went off the radar had never heard me play. And actually, they were quite shocked. Because it's such a, you know, such a kick-ass band. And, you know, and when I play, I like to play. You know, I play my guitars, and I, you know, I'm, you know, really very happy with my band. You know, I rehearsed my band quite a lot, and so a lot of my friends were actually kind of shocked. It was pretty hilarious, because, I mean, I've all along known, you know, that I'm kind of a blues rocker, but my friends didn't really know.
Oh, I see.
And I don't like to play at, like, parties or, you know, when people are playing in their living rooms. I'm not into that because I'm into electric guitar.
Right. And
you know.
Exactly.
I mean, I might play acoustic guitar when I'm watching television when no one's around. You know, that's a lifelong hobby. You know, but I, you know, as far as performance, you know, it's always about the electric guitars. And I recently got a new guitar, which has been a real inspiration, which is a Telecaster. I've never had a Telecaster.
Oh, that's my favorite guitar.
Oh, my. I've got a beauty, and it plays like a dream. And I love the sound, of course, you know. So I've been having a lot of fun and, you know, really pleased to be playing music again. And that's my story. I'm sticking to it. I've been doing little videos. We did some more videos the other day, and we haven't edited the video footage yet. So I'm going to stick those videos up one at a time. So there's been some discussion that the new album or new CD, whatever you want to call it, would just come out as like 10 singles that also have video. So I'm not sure, you know, what my approach is going to be.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not sure I'll eventually also just have just a brand new CD. But I wouldn't mind taking each of those songs and doing live performance videos of them.
Yeah, I mean, you can do anything these days. I mean, five years ago, you didn't even talk about this.
Right.
And now people are releasing singles like crazy, so.
Well, the other thing I realized by getting 160,000 views on my little video that I did is that I can, you know, I can make some major re-entry progress with YouTube videos. And that way, too, I can, you know, hand it over on a silver platter to the festival promoters around the world and around the United States that this is how I sound, this is how I play, you know. And so this is who I am professionally, and therefore, you know, I'll probably get some bookings off of that, you know. So that's what I would like to see, some festival bookings.
Visit Peach at her official website, www.peach.us. Here is Peach with the title track of her 2007 release, The Real Thing.
Real thing, baby.
for me.
You're listening to Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to present the rockwire.com Artist of the Month, Star Off Machine, and their new album, Wake Me Up. 5 years is a hell of a long time to wait for an album like this, and Star Off Machine are back with an absolute vengeance, and a blistering set which includes the epic title track and the first single, Left Behind. Don't dance. Wake Me Up, the new album from Star Off Machine, rockwire.com's Artist of the Month. Visit the band at stofma.com. So complicated, I'm not sure what this
means. Diamond Disc Audio is a full-service multimedia company specializing in audio mastering services as well as mixing, CD and DVD duplication, video editing and authoring, graphic design, web design, and lots more. Let us help you put those finishing touches on your final mixes in the all-important mastering stage. Don't you want your project to be the equivalent to major label releases when it comes to volume, EQ, and compression? That's where we come in. We are dedicated to providing top-quality creative services and affordable prices to indie artists and music companies. Based in Nashville, we have many major credits and have worked on thousands of indie projects over the last 16 years. Visit our website now at www.diamonddiscaudio.com.
Get famous with a little help from Capacity Productions, a specialized service getting you more likes, followers, fans, and clients on all social networking sites. Capacity Productions is the number one source for online promotions with over 15 years experience. So what are you waiting for? Get famous with Capacity Productions. Check us out at capacityproductions.net. Passionate, fearless, innovative. Gorgeous Media is an award-winning firm specializing in artist development, branding, creative consultation, event planning, music supervision, publicity, and talent management for all areas of the entertainment industry, from music, film, fashion, theater, and art. To schedule a free consultation, email us at info@gorgeousmediagroup.com or call us at 323-782-9000. That number again is 323-782-9000. Without a doubt, the future is looking gorgeous. Visit us at gorgeousmediagroup.com. You're listening to Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. Welcome back to the latest edition of Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at rockwire.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for Los Angeles-based blues singer-songwriter Peach. Rockwired had a chance to catch up with Peach after a five-year hiatus and her plans for the future, and here's how the interview went.
And since stepping back into the light, you know, what's been the biggest surprise for you?
Well, actually, the biggest surprise has been all the support I've been handed. I mean, I used to feel that everything that I was doing because I was pushing a big rock up a mountain. And this time, I'm still pushing somewhat, but I'm also finding, you know, that there's a lot of people falling in behind me and helping me push the rock. You know, for example, right away, somebody called me and they said, you know, we've got a gig for you and, you know, paid really well and, you know, would you like to do that? You know, that's hardly ever happened to me, you know. It, you know, things like that. You know, so this time around, it's like, I think, you know, that for whatever reason, maybe it's just time, you know, a time for, you know, for me. I hope so. I mean, you know, I am getting on in years, so, you know, I hope it's my time now. I've paid my dues two or three times over. But I found a lot of people, you know, like I've got a sound engineer, for example, who's just always working on my songs, you know, mixing and editing and, you know, sometimes he's paid, sometimes he's not, but I mean, he's really on my side, you know, and just stuff like that. I mean, I've never had that before. And my bass player feels that it's my time, you know. He's been very supportive, and the whole band. My keyboard player, anytime I needed to go do a radio show, you know, a live one, I just go with my keyboard player because I find that radio stations can usually mix, you know, two instruments and a vocal. You know, they can't handle a whole band usually.
Right.
So I usually go with my keyboard player, and he and I have been doing a bunch of that, and he's just always like, oh, it's such an honor to play with you. And, you know, he was Joe Cocker's keyboard player. I mean, he's a monster keyboard player. And then James Gadsden playing with me, and, you know, James, the drummer, just being so supportive of me. It just, you know, it's, you know, we've rehearsed a lot at James's house, which, you know, way back when I played with James, we never, you know, I was never invited to James' private studio. So, you know, just seems like maybe I can get this going. seems like.
Yeah.
You know, we'll see. Time will tell.
Well, I mean, I've got to say, personally, we really missed you in the past few years. I mean, your music could have gotten us through a recession a little better, but...
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. You know, a lot of people have moved out of L.A. That's another...
Oh, so have I. So have I. I'm in New Mexico now, so...
Yes.
Yeah.
And Danny Timms, the songwriter that I'm speaking of, that wrote all these great songs, Danny's moved to Oklahoma, and Marty Greb, who produced my last CD, has moved to Baltimore. Marty Greb from the Buckingham fame and was Bonnie Raitt's music director. But Marty just moved out of town. Yeah, there's been a kind of a mass exodus.
Yeah, there
and
was.
It's definitely economically driven. You know, because you know, there's just not a lot of money in the music business in L.A. anymore. So a lot of people that had places to go where they've got family or, you know, Danny Timms went to Oklahoma and bought a house on 3 or 4 acres, you know. And here he was just in a little apartment.
I know, so sorry.
You know, and he's got a grand piano to deal with, you know. I remember going to see him once, and you know, he had this grand piano, and it just sort of ate the apartment, you know. The whole apartment. It's like, you want to eat, you sit on the piano bench. You know, but don't put your food on the piano. But, you know, so, yeah, there's been a mass exodus, I think. Ted Moe, who I, you know, did the song with that you saw on YouTube, It Meant Nothing, he moved, too.
Wow.
Yeah, he moved. He, you know, moved to Tennessee. And I don't know exactly why. I mean, he had a lovely home here, but probably opportunities and just being central in the country for tours and things.
Yeah, probably.
Kind of mid, you know, play East Coast, play West Coast, go to Europe. You know, you're kind of, you know. So that's my story. But I've been really happy to be back at it, and you know, I feel more confident than I've ever felt. And like I said, it's the strangest thing because I took all that time off, and I thought, man, it's going to take me forever to get my guitar playing back together. But my guitar playing's totally together. I mean, as much as it ever was, you know. So, and but I'm really into the YouTube videos. That's my new passion besides guitars.
And it's looking like you're here to stay.
Yes. Yeah, I've had a lot of inspiration to come back and play, you know. A lot of inspiration. So, you know, I think for most musicians, I mean, I started playing or singing at the age of 6, playing guitar at the age of 11, and I think for a lot of people, like myself, there's something about it that's magical. It was just a gift. It was a given. I mean, yes, I have worked on it. My repertoire, my writing, my guitar playing, my singing, all those things, you know, from time to time. But the bottom line is, you know, I can't draw a stick figure, you know, but I can, you know, play guitar, you know, and I think that in the end, that's a gift. And something that's very exciting and something to be shared and enjoyed, you know. So that's sort of where I'm at right now.
Visit Peach at her official website, www.peach.us. From her 2007 album, The Real Thing, here is Peach once again with Someone Else is Stepping In.
What a shock when he found out his key no longer fit my lock. Oh, baby, you can go back where you've been. You've been stepping out. Now someone else is stepping in. I was a fool you could count on, the one that you could call when no one else was in. home. Oh, baby, remember how you treated me then. You've been stepping out, now someone else is stepping in.
That's going to do it for this edition of Jazzed in Blue. A special thanks goes out to Peach for her time and her music, and to Doug Deutsch of Doug Deutsch Publicity Services. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Jazzed in Blue is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks.